You found the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about buyer's expectations.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the process of selling the home. You get an offer. It's appealing. It's attractive. It's cleaned up. As you're with your realtor, you make sure that there's a strong buyer behind it who has the money, who's doing a reasonable due diligence, and seems like they're going to get to the end of the track. Is there any time, Bob, in the process that you will let go of more money than what you plan to as a seller? So you've got it off the market this price. Can I spend the money? Can I say, okay, now I know what I'm going to have to invest in the next property? Or do you need to wait further down the road before you know what you have in your pocket at the end of the transaction?
First of all, you need to be cognizant of what the property looks like. Is it in need of repair? Is there a chance that somebody is going to say, hey, this needs to be completely rehabbed, or at least a significant amount of money put into it? At which point, I need to be very cautious in my pricing. But if I price the thing with all of the discounts involved, I'm still going to get a lower offer. That first offer is going to be lower than the asking price in most instances. And then as they discover these things, are they going to ask for another discount? So you can get into a situation where you think you've priced the property properly with the various defects and the cost to cure those defects in mind, and you're still going to get whacked by the guy as he discovers, gosh, it needs new this and it needs new that.
Very accurate. It's interesting to me. I look at the requests for repairs or a contribution towards closing costs in lieu of repairs in a transaction in residential. And you've got to say, okay, first, this is a used home. Second, could they have discovered that or seen that prior to negotiating as a buyer? So they were already aware of this when they set that price. And will it be something that's reasonable, whether it's a safety concern or maybe it's water penetration? It's something that is significant, of significant value and significant concern to the buyer.
Those health and safety issues are way, way important. The lender's not going to make a loan, and frankly, the buyer should be very cautious in buying something that has known safety issues, because what happens day after closing when somebody stumbles or does whatever on that safety issue and becomes a lawsuit?
That's just the reasonable test is what I call it. Are they being reasonable in their expectations?
Exactly.
You want to check that point. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.